And welcome back to another episode here at Winjack Studios, Fitness Reborn here. Listen, the sun is out. I've gone for a long run in the morning and I'm just putting things into perspective. Today's live is going to be all around Ramadan fasting. For those of you who are going to be participating, it's literally around the corner, isn't it? Literally around the corner. So I want to take this opportunity to actually use this as a platform of a Q&A. If you have any questions, just type it and I'll try my best to answer it, and let's go into it. So one of the things we're going to discuss, it's going to be a very short and sweet one, is preparing for Ramadan. I think a lot of people really let themselves down in the first around this time, coming up to Ramadan, people go right into it overnight, everything changes. This time around, I want you to take an active role and be a participant in learning about yourself. Okay, I think a lot of us forget that we are here in our vessel, in our thoughts, in our mindset, and we forget how to participate because we're constantly being told what to do by all the industries that we're surrounded by. But we forget who we are, what our flow is. So this time around, in the next 2 weeks before Ramadan starts, we're not sure when it's going to be, whether it's on the 3rd, the 4th, or on the 1st, who knows. You literally have under two weeks to write down all the things. First of all, let's start on a positive bias, yeah? Not so much negativity. The positive of what are the things that you want to change? What are the things, what is your intention for the next month? Ramadan is such a beautiful time for us to reset, for us to cleanse, for us to regain our power back. And I can't remember who said this. Is it Napoleon Hill? Quote me, let me know if I got it wrong. A human being who can actually control and discipline their hunger and their sexual appetite is a human that's elevated consciously. So Ramadan is a time for many of us to dig deep into the things that we have ignored maybe. And then to resurrect ourselves. Literally, it is the ultimate training camp for fitness, nutrition, mindset, behavior changes, you know, disciplining yourself to things like praying 5 times a day, withdrawing from food, water. All of that takes hardcore dedication. So I want you to think, what are your intentions for this Ramadan coming up? I want you to also think about what are the negative behaviors that you have accumulated in the last year or so. Or I mean, everybody's different. We're all living life differently, but exactly the same. We're on different paths, paradigms, actually, right? So when you guys just really think about what have you struggled with. And I'll give you an example. For me, in the last 3 months, after 21 days, 90 days, 100 days, when you do something, whether it's positive or negative, it becomes a habit. It becomes a part of you. And one of the things that I've been struggling with is my nutrition. It's my... my thoughts. Even though I teach people how to love themselves, how to champion mental health, you know, sometimes you forget. And one of the things I've I'm actually trying my best in this last couple of weeks is regain control over meal prepping. And in Ramadan, I know a lot of people go crazy. Like they go crazy because they've been fasting. You know, it's like a treat. Every day becomes like a feast day. Every day becomes like a social gathering of, like in my language, we call it dawats, you know, parties, events, we're going out, we're just eating and drinking excessively. And the whole point of Ramadan is, you know, it's a physical cleanse, it's a spiritual cleanse, and obviously it is compulsory. But it is also actually getting ourselves to reconnect with who we are. There's lost parts of us, and, you know, a lot of us go into Ramadan feeling lost. A lot of us go into it feeling hopeful. You know, a lot of us pray, prayers get answered and everything. But the main thing here is understanding that there is a reason why we are fasting. There is a deeper level of why it's compulsory. We forget in so many respects, like the body is here to be honored. The body is here to be respected. It is here for us to make sure it's fed properly. It's, you know, given the right nutrition, sleep, whatever it is, a lot. And in a time when we are fasting, we're withdrawing from, you know, sexual activities, food, water, things that we do on a daily basis, we're now taking it out of our everyday life. And this is something a lot of people will have withdrawal effects from. For me, it's going to be coffee. I know I'm already mentally setting myself up for failure, thinking, what am I going to do about coffee? But right now is the time, in the next 2 weeks, for me to really, really wean myself off, so it's not so much of a shock, the mental shock, the physiological shock, the psychological shock. So I want you guys to really think about what are the things that you would like to change and reframe our thought patterns into what we can actually achieve in that month. I remember last year digging a lot into my self-limiting beliefs about, you know, the recurrent eating disorder traits that come up for me in Ramadan, and to understand, okay, I've been telling myself a story and it's changing that narrative. And it's so important to do that. And every year is different for people who are struggling with eating disorders, mental health, and issues, private issues, whatever people are going through. So that being said, let me just drink some water. Training in Ramadan, I get this question asked a lot. Do you exercise during Ramadan? And the answer is yes. Yes. Do you guys train? Let me know. For me, training, exercising is a huge part of my life. It's the same as drinking, sleeping, eating. It's what gets me going. It's the functioning of my mind. It's the chemicals in my brain that I need to activate. And one of the biggest, other than the caffeine, the withdrawal symptoms that I have is the fitness element of it. But you have to now go deep into finding what can you do to bring that buzz in. And that's just literally changing my routine. By changing my routine, it also means I'm getting that fix. So I'm going to be okay for 12 hours or the number of hours I'm going to be fasting. It's not going to be easy, but I'm just going to make it bearable for me. A lot of people, from my experience, when I say a lot of people, from my experience, culturally, what I see is people just go into this fatigue mode, into this lethargic mode. By training your body, by training your mindset, by giving your body and your mind the right fuel, the right things that it means you're just making your fasting the next day easier, okay, holding on. You're already fasting for, God knows, some years we're doing like 19 hours. I'm not sure how many hours it's going to be this year. You're already fasting. You're already doing the hard work. And literally, it is hard, okay? And then to come to the end and saying, oh, I can't train or exercise, it's like a cop-out, okay? Even if you do 10 minutes or 15 minutes a day, that's going to be enough for you to feel good. And the idea is being good. For me, exercise is all about the chasing the feel-good feeling, the chemicals that's buzzing in my head and my body for me to be a good human being in that day or participate, fasting, your mental health, loving yourself, being active in the day. There is always a way for you to get out there and do stuff. Last year, I did a Facebook Ramadan live workout after iftar and prayers about 11 o'clock, and I had like, I think about 30 to 40 girls who came on live just to exercise, and they had the best ever Ramadan. It was about, you know, organizing their thoughts. It was about discipline. It's about getting them to do something that was different. For some females, it was, I've never done this before. Would I cope? And this is one of the recurring questions I get. Can I do it? Yes, you can. Can you do it? Yes, you can. Yeah. And it's about testing yourself. It's about pushing yourself just a little bit over the edge. It's about you coming out of the comfort zone. It's about you learning more about who you are. And like I said, I think a lot of us have forgotten who we really are, especially with the pandemic in the last 2 years. It's been a crazy couple of years. And one of the things I don't want to do this year is repeat the same things that I've been doing the last 2 years, because it wasn't easy. So that's all I'm going to leave you guys with today. Preparing yourself for Ramadan. Think about if you really, really want to get the best out of it. Even make a nutritional plan. If you guys need any help, please inbox me, email me on info@naziakatoon.com. I'll always reply back. I'll try my best to reply back. Figure out what you're going to be eating if you come from a big family. Excuse me, if you come from a big family like I do, for many years, all we did was eat samosas, fried food, because my parents were looking after the food, well, my mum was. And as we grew up, you know, taking control, when I became a fitness coach, I was adding more fruits, more salad, grilled chicken. It's knowledge is powerful, obviously, depending on where you get the knowledge from. But just think about who's going to take in turns, who's going to cook what. Make this Ramadan not all about cooking, obviously, like the same as others, and where you're going to fixate your hours, what you're going to do. And bearing in mind, it's all about how we are going to come out stronger, better for ourselves, and championing mental health and self-love is going to be by far the most important things that you do. So if you guys have any questions, if you have anything that you need help with, there's an abundance of coaches out there. You've got me. I'm here to serve you. And yeah, until next week, peace out and happy preparing for Ramadan, I guess. So that's it from me. Until then, take care. Bye.
Cast is brought to you by WinCheck Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.